Well, hello gentlemen, how are you today? Hope everything's good for you. Now, I made a video like this before, but I guess I've just come to the end of my spool and just rerunning everything in my head. No, it's just, I've seen quite a few things just recently and it just reminded me. As generally the facts and history has shown us, males are kind of builders, creators, inventors, which in turn has actually created sort of societies, organizations. Well, let's face it, I mean, we have the power of flight, and it was invented by a man, or males. Also, who invented the wheel? Well, it's got to have been a man, right? So what is Femon's role in sort of the world and nature? Well, they're the breeders. But there's also something else that they are. They're the destroyers, too. They destroy men's lives, destroy marriages, children's lives, companies, organizations. Think of anything that Femons have actually got involved in greater numbers, and it's been a lot better since they took over. Yeah, I can't think of anything either. And here I have a representation of the modern Femon in the thumbnail. You see, they get involved into an organization or a company in greater numbers, and all of a sudden that company changes. Because the Femons make it all about them and their issues. And whatever the company produced or stood for is secondary. And eventually the organization or company starts failing. And the Femons have to move on to somewhere else. Of course, thinking about it, it may be nature's plan. Males build, create, and Femons destroy it. A sort of perpetual loop. But Femons don't seem to have an original thought themselves, in a way. Everything they do, it's basically just copying males. But I think most of us males who are old enough realize that Femons do love drama and chaos. And if there isn't any, they'll create it. So here's a scenario, guys, I want you to think about and let me know your answer. Let's assume we put loads of Femons, all different ages, mostly young, in a spaceship and sent them to a planet far, far away. Hey, that rings a bell. And then we take another spaceship and go check them out, see how they get on in, say, 50 years or so. I wonder what we'd find. But then let's take a spaceship again, but put just males in there, youngish males, and send them off to a planet, and then go check on them after 50 years, and see what we would find. I'm going to be putting this video on UT. God, I am pushing the envelope a bit. As UT seems to be having another crackdown. Remember, guys, a man without a Femon is still a man. A Femon without a man is just an empty vessel. At sea without a compass. Enjoy your day, gentlemen. Take it easy.